I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. There's no need to huff and puff about the idiocy of Men in Black International. It is what it is, an industrial product recycled from the remnants of an exhausted franchise and aimed at a young audience that may not know or care what a joy the original was. Still, the fourth episode in the series sets a low water mark for warm weather entertainment. If Seinfeld was a show about nothing, this sorry contrivance is less than a nullity, with no one to care about for a single moment, and an off-putting plot. There's a mole in the Men in Black organization, but so what, since all the suspects look stuffed to begin with? That's a shame. Not a crying shame, because it's only a movie, but no laughing shame either, since the talented stars, Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, have basically been given babble for dialogue. They had some entertaining scenes together in Thor Ragnarok, but here it's painful to watch them failing to be funny. Thompson is Agent M, a rookie who's always dreamed of working for the organization. As a child, she had a special connection to alien life. Now she's the first female Man in Black, a character who might have been a galvanizing force if the writers had found something distinctive for her to do. Hemsworth is Agent H, who is charmingly arrogant. At least his arrogance is supposed to be charming, and nowhere near as competent as he fancies himself to be. Hemsworth's gift for comedy found its full flower in Avengers Endgame. There's a sight gag reference to his Thor character here. But comedy isn't comedy without comic timing, which requires more of a collaborative effort than the director, F. Gary Gray, and a trio of editors were willing or able to provide. Left to his own devices, as the loquacious H, Hemsworth seems to have been infected by a charm virus. He works at it feverishly to little effect. A lot of money was spent on the production, and lots more will be spent on marketing it. Things morph into other things, as expected. A car into a spaceship, aliens into humans, and then back again. And the story, such as it is, takes its dauntless operatives to such supposedly exotic locales as London, Paris, and Marrakesh. Yet the settings seem shop-worn, the action is predictable, stuff that we've seen in one form or another countless times before, and the whole exercise feels hollow. Long ago, when the first Men in Black hit the screen, the most conspicuous of its many delights were Will Smith's street-smart but sweet-spirited cop who became Agent J, and Tommy Lee Jones's wearily imperious Agent K. Now they've gone, and all delight has gone with them. Only the weariness remains. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.